Hi, everyone out there in the world of taxis. You are on the Mike and Abe show. And, hey, Mike, you know, you put up a very interesting video on the message board this morning. I'm gonna put it up permanently on the website sometime later today. You want to talk about that video?
Yes, I'll talk about the video. I was in the right mood to view that video because I got a touch of food poisoning, thank you to the streets of New York, where I don't know. And almost as if on cue, as I feel the food poisoning coming on, I run across a two-year-old CBS News This Morning thing with Mayor de Blasio and the crew of the CBS Good Morning crew and Oprah's friend, Anyway, she's interviewing Mayor de Blasio 2 years ago about the Uber situation, where Uber said they don't want to, and Mayor de Blasio was, in his credit then, was very upset at Uber, saying, you know, they don't control the city, corporations don't control the city of New York, the people control the city of New York. Of course, now we know better, because Uber is basically the tail that that wags the dog. They've been around to run amok. But that tape is very good. It's on our website. Thank you very much. A link to that, I should say, to the YouTube posting by CBS of the de Blasio interview 2 years ago, talking about how he's going to monitor Uber and the EPA and car emissions for 4 months, and then we're going to see what we're going to do. So 2 years ago, they said they were going to monitor Uber for 4 months, and apparently, Abe, you were on the cutting edge of finding out what the city said 4 months later, or I should say 18 months ago or 20 months ago, with the EPA result. What did they say? The EPA result basically said nothing is wrong. Is that correct?
Yeah, something worse to that effect, okay? And everybody knows, everybody knows by now how wrong that was, all right? Right. You got a response to your message. Have you read it?
I didn't read it yet. If you want to give a shout-out to
that
person.
I'll read it to you. It's from Auntie Uber, okay?
Auntie Uber. Oh, I love Auntie Uber.
My good Auntie Uber, okay? How much worse is this situation than 2 years ago? In spite of de Blasio's protestations on climate change, about 30,000 for-hire vehicles worse. Right. On the homepage of this website, NYC Taxi News, on the left side is a link to the 2012 environmental study that was done before 2,000 additional yellow taxis could be allowed. It's 82 pages long,
right,
far longer than the 14-page heavily redacted so-called congestion study that was done in the wake of the cap failure. Right. Actually, if you look at the TLC website, there are over 1,000 pages of documents related to the 2012 study, which was required by law. Among them is a 427-page transcript of the public hearing that was held that no one besides TLC employees came to. So I guess that wasn't too public, all right? It was a non-public public hearing, okay? If there is one takeaway besides the increase in congestion and the diminution of medallion values, that means the going down, and driver income out of all this material, it's this, okay? Mm-hmm. It was determined in the 2012 study that an increase of 2,000 yellow taxicabs would increase greenhouse gas emissions by 1%. Let's do a little math.
Mm-hmm.
If 2,000 leads to a 1% increase, then 30,000 additional cars would lead to a 15% increase in greenhouse gas emissions. Okay?
Right.
The level of intellectual dishonesty is astounding. Well, you know something? I'm going to do a little math, and I'm going to say that it leads to even more of an increase in greenhouse gas, because as you put more cars on the road, the rate at which the greenhouse gas emissions increase is multiplied, I believe. Okay, because you're putting greenhouse gas on top of greenhouse gas. Okay, so it's probably more like 150%.
You're accentuating the existing greenhouse gas, basically.
Yeah, well, you're breathing the existing greenhouse gas, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And how's that? How's that? You know, how's that?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, one thing I want to say, you can feel it in the air, and all this stuff about, I mean, this is crazy. You have these so-called, I don't even call them progressives, I call them the regressives, because they're taking us back into, like, this the horrible days of New York with the crime and the pollution. How can you say we have to make green buildings and protect the environment? Listen, first thing you do to protect the environment, you don't put 50 or 60,000 new cars on the street within 2 years. I mean, you could take any moron in the city and say, if you have a gas-burning vehicle, and okay, they'll say they're more efficient, so it's not like the gas-burning vehicle of 20, 30 years ago, but back then, when we wanted to put on, like, a little measly 1,000 cabs on the road, we had to go through the EPA, and they said it's going to pollute the air, and blah, blah, blah. So, and then we were going to phase that in over, like, 5 years to put a 1,000 cabs on the road, like, 10 or 15 years ago, and they said, oh, no, you can't do that. The environment, you're going to pollute the air. So fast forward to today, in 2 years, we have this bogus, in my opinion, study that says basically 40 or 50,000 Uber cars coming onto the street in 2 years won't affect anything. Now you have the pollution being emanated by, like, what is it, 40,000 new Uber cars within 2 years. This is de Blasio, the big environmentalist. So... Well, I don't know why he's getting a free pass on this stuff. I really
well,
don't.
You know something, Mike? Going back to the video of the TV show that you put on, okay, the right. mayor said that he got promises from Uber that they would turn over all of their records, that they wouldn't put very many cars more on the street, this and that.
Right.
And you know something? You know, and they have not kept one word of that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You know, not only have they not kept one word of that, they've gone way, way over, you know, the line on what de Blasio says they promised. And de Blasio, you know, here it is 2 years later, and he's never called them on that and said, hey, wait a minute.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, wait a minute. You said you're going to do this. You said you're going to, you know, no, he hasn't said a word,
nothing.
You know, nothing.
Right. Right,
you know,
right.
All he says is, I'm not going to help the taxis. I, you know, the taxis have to help themselves, right?
Well this,
you
this
know,
is,
this show...
We didn't know this. We didn't know this before we bought medallions.
No. Well, you know, this show right here is about all the help we can give, all right?
Right.
I mean, you know, and there's stuff going on behind the scenes, but de Blasio, you want to be elected mayor again, do the right thing. I mean, well,
yep.
What is this, you know? I mean, don't say this. And, you know, he just, you know, like, he like cliff notes his way through the books.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. And it's just all of a sudden, he came in 2 years ago, like, and that's even worse than telling us he's going to look at it. If he would have told us 2 years ago, now there's nothing we can do. I mean, at least then we could have been proactive and helped ourselves. He's saying, you got to help yourself. Okay, well, Mr. Mayor, if we would have known you basically weren't going to do anything and were to give us a bogus pollution report about the effects of all these Uber cars, then yeah, we would have done something to help ourselves. We would have got a court order to get an injunction from any more cars being put on the road till we got a another opinion based on the public and the pollution. Yeah, we could have been proactive, but we were told by the City of New York, A, that we were getting taxi medallions to run for exclusive street hail. And now, lately, we have the mayor going on this new show saying that we have to help ourselves and we're going to look at Uber and it's going to be a four-month study and blah, blah, blah. So we're thinking it's going to be an objective study, which, of course, I'm sorry to say, from what I see, nothing happened. So it's very frustrating to see that in retrospect. And, you know, this is, again, not to ramble on too much, where are the people who are supposed to be protecting this industry from our industry? Everybody wants to be a big shot and say they're doing this and say they're doing that. Where are they? I mean, this should have been all over the news, our news, with this TV show. I mean, this is the mayor saying he's going to look at it, but the emphasis of a lot of our fights and our struggles, as they say, it's on the wrong syllable. It's always on something, some fringe thing, versus the meat and potato things. And I think we have to prioritize. I mean, that's basic management. So, I mean, what do you think?
Well, I think that the forces against us have taken charge of what the media has to say and doesn't say. Okay.
The narrative, as they say, the narrative.
Yeah, right. You know, and people like de Blasio only care about what's in the news and not what's happening on the streets, the reality. Okay. And if he was to take a hand and do the right thing, that would get in the news and that would help him more than the fake news that's being blasted around every time you look at a news article.
Right. It's telling. I mean, on the one hand, now fast forward to today, we have an election. Okay, we have an election for mayor. So is this guy, de Blasio, going to get reelected based on his job performance? I mean, and there are people from the industry. I was in an article the other day that said, oh, I voted for Trump. And a lot of people are surprised how many cabbies voted for Trump. Because you would think, oh, no, Trump, bad, boo. And I'd say, listen, I don't think a lot of people were doing jumping jacks voting for that guy. But at the same time, look at the way our city has been run by the de Blasios and his little rat pack of progressives. I mean, and you got an election coming up in the fall, and basically, are we going to elect de Blasio for another 4 years? And I'm just wondering, not even Republican, but just anybody other than, are there going to be like any other than people running against de Blasio? Because I can't imagine how all New Yorkers are enthralled with his job performance. I mean, just all the polls say people are like, he's got like a 38-40% job approval rating, and maybe this is one element of the way he does things. He's not really that great of an administrator, and we need someone in there who's their job. I mean, but at the same time, last thing on that is double. I mean, do you get de Blasio out of office and you get a new mayor who's going to be 10 times as bad? I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think de Blasio is going to win because he doesn't have any solid challenges.
He really doesn't. Sadly.
Yeah, I mean, it's like he's running against himself.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean,
yeah. Nobody in his party has chimed in to say, he doesn't even have any opposition from within his own party, which I think is really...
Well, I read an article the other day where he's agreed to debate with his opponents. It's sort of like, all right, don't bother me, I'll debate with them. You know, like, what is this really necessary? You know, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we want to know. We want to know who's going to take 50,000 cars that shouldn't be on the street off the street. Okay.
Yeah.
We know that the reason for all this congestion is all of these cars. Okay. And I don't know what's going on with the subways. You know, I mean, I'm reading these articles. I mean, you know, I mean, everybody's trying to pass the buck to somebody else, okay? And there was a few politicians that took a 24-hour subway ride, 12 hours, 2 days consecutively.
Yeah.
Okay. What's his name? Rodriguez, the transportation commissioner.
He done okay? it, Rodriguez.
Not the transportation committee. Leader, rather, not commissioner. Okay, and do they have to go down on the subway to know what's going on with the subway? You know, I mean, you know,
I don't know. You would think they take it every day. Everything is such a big deal.
Maybe the subway is running okay one day. You know that they're there. Okay,
from what I understand, why the subway is running.
Yeah, but from what I understand, there are major delays. There are constant derailments of the track. And I see pictures of the platform. Okay, there are thousands of people on the platform. You don't have a place to stand or sit. And the MTA's answer is we want to make cars with no seats so we can pack more people in. Okay, how about you get some new cars? You may get additional cars. So instead of the train coming, instead of a train coming every 6 minutes or 8 minutes, it comes every 3 minutes. Okay, And people want to sit. People want to sit. If you're going from Midtown Manhattan to Coney Island, you're going to stand that whole time?
Like an old lady? Or like a pregnant woman or something like that?
Yeah, right. That's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you, Abe, that's one thing. I mean, I'm driving a cab, so I take the bus, I take the Zip car, I try and avoid the trains whenever possible because it's impossible to coordinate your daily routine. I mean, people take the subway every day in the morning. I don't know how
Mike,
they do it.
Mike, I just want to say something. I'm not living in New York anymore, but anytime I go to New York, I use the subways. Because I know the subways. I know the subway system extremely well, okay? You know, as a teenager and even when I was younger, when I was, before I was 10 years old, I was trained on which subway cars go where, okay? Mm-hmm. The IRT, the BMT, the IND, right? People in New York, you have no idea what that is. The subway lines were privately owned, right? And they became a mess.
Back up on that. All right, so listen, a lot of people don't know this. So from the top, the subway lines were what?
They were privately owned. They were privately owned businesses in the beginning.
Right.
Okay? The BMT, Brooklyn Manhattan Transit, the IRT, Interborough Rapid Transit, and the IND, okay, were the three subway lines, okay, covering different areas, okay? And it was back in the 1960s when they realized that they were too big to control or to maintain that the state of New York took over and in comes the MTA. Okay? So now the MTA is saying they're too big to control. There's talk about selling up to private industry again. Okay? Yeah. Nobody knows what to do. Nobody knows what the MTA does with all the money that they take in from all the sources that they have besides the subway fare, okay, the bridges and the tunnels, okay, and not to mention the taxis and not to mention the Ubers who don't pay one penny.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, who is really running the city? Who are they? That's what I want to know. It's not de Blasio. It's not the governor. It's people hidden behind closed doors somewhere with an agenda. Give us, we don't know where that money's going, and we want to know where is that money going.
Where is the money going? Well, I mean, we kick in a pretty good chunk of that money with our little cab 50 cents a trip routine, and that's one thing where it would be. It's something if we said, okay, we are kicking in our money, 50 cents a trip, with our taxi passengers for every cab ride in a yellow cab and in a green cab in New York City, at least tell us where our money is going. I mean, we can't really dictate where the other stuff is going. Where is our money going? And it's just almost like we're just sending it to a pirate ship. I mean, you're right. I don't think anybody knows where this money is going. And it's not like a private company where the private company knows. It's supposed to be written and accounted for. And
somewhere.
I just really am perplexed how this has gotten so far. Oh, and the other thing is Governor Cuomo has taken his lead and says basically he wanted to be the big macho guy. I run the MTA. And that's why I think also there's some static because de Blasio, who's the mayor of New York, is like saying, okay, you run the MTA, be my guest, and has done very little to bail out the MTA in this mess. So we have a little bit of a pissing contest between de Blasio and Cuomo saying he's running the MTA, and now we need help, and de Blasio is saying, no. I'm not going to help you now that you screwed it up. You got to help yourself. Meanwhile, the people who just got to go to work can't get to work. And the other thing with the subways is this is a subway system that's been around for 100 years. I mean, the tunnels have already been dug. The train tracks are there. The platforms are there. The stairs are there. The electricity, the electric wiring. All you have to do is basically paint and polish and clean the thing,
and
the people on and off.
Well, you have to maintain the electrical system. I mean, wires don't last forever, and tracks wear down. Tracks wear down.
Yeah.
Okay, that's probably why they have all the derailments. Okay.
Right.
Wheels wear down. They're just like cars. I mean, you put a tire on a car, you know, you could only get so many miles on it before you need new tires. Okay? It's,
right.
What, I don't think the subway wheels are any different. Okay? You know, the it's metal against metal, those wheels against the tracks. Okay? And that wears down.
Right.
You know, it needs constant refurbishing. Okay?
And right.
And this is where the problems are. They're not constantly refurbishing. They're taking that money and they're doing other things with it. We know we don't know what or where or who whose pocket it's going in. Okay?
Right. Right.
All right.
We really
That's
don't
what I want. I would think that, you know, it should be there should be perfect accounting for an operation as big as the MTA. Perfect accounting, you know, where every dime is you know, transparent, where you see, you know, whatever money comes in, it should be public knowledge where that money goes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. And
right.
You know, people don't know where it goes. The you know, people have been crying for years that they never opened their books. Okay.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, even when Bloomberg was the mayor. Even when Bloomberg was a third-term mayor, he used to go up to Albany all the time. Now, this is a guy, third-term mayor, he's worth $40 or $50 billion. He used to go up to Albany, and they used to stall him. So what chance do you and I have going up there?
Cause none.
The bottom
we have
line
no
is
chance at all. No chance at all.
Right.
Okay?
So you got to get it out away from him. Say, listen, enough with this horse spit. We're taking the MTA away from you, and we're going to sell it to somebody. And go back to privatizing. When was it privatized? A lot of people don't know that it was owned by somebody.
It was privatized from the beginning, from when it first came into existence, and it was in the 1960s that the state took over and created the MTA.
Yeah.
Eventually, the Long Island Railroad was also the Long Island Railroad, and then the Metro North was also private, and eventually the MTA. I don't know exactly when, but the MTA took over those lines also. Okay?
Right.
So it became one big conglomeration. Okay, and then they took over the bridges and tunnels at some point. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the bridges that cross the East River and the tunnels. Okay, the other one is the Port Authority, the ones that go to Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know, nobody knows what anybody does with this money. Okay? $15 to you. How much is it to get over the George Washington Bridge with that easy pass?
Well, with that easy pass, forget it. It's like you need a mortgage. I think it's either $12 or $14 or some crazy thing.
I thought it was $15, something like that.
I could look. I could be wrong. Yeah, all I know
is
a truck driver. Forget it, if you're a truck driver, they charge you per axle.
Oh.
So if you got a guy going over the Verrazano, I think it's right around $15 per axle.
Yeah.
So if you got an 18-wheeler,
you
got about, not nine, but about eight axles. That's like $100. $100 to put a truck over the Verrazano Bridge, which is insane.
Of course it's insane.
This is where we are. I mean, the city's got plenty of money. The Blasio, another thing he's talking about with his reelection, he's saying, well, next year's budget is going to be $82 billion. $82 billion. For what? What do we possibly have to spend $82 billion on? The street should be paved with, you know, with gold, and then the MTA is no different. And the money is coming in, so the revenues are coming in, but the spending is horrible. And it jumps back to a guy like Trump, who I'm not really thrilled about, but it's a businessman. And again, with a guy like Bloomberg, he was a businessman, and you got to run stuff economically. You have to slice and dice, but apparently the bureaucracy doesn't work that way. My goodness. Sorry about blabbing, but now you
can
be mad about the
MTA. So then the next question is, okay, so what does this have to do with the taxis? Okay? The taxis should be benefiting from all this, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
we're not.
The taxis could have been benefiting from this, but we apparently had this onslaught of panic from Cuomo, especially, and de Blasio maybe, because de Blasio did have an open ear about capping the Uber cars. As you can see on that video 2 years ago, he would say, well, we're going to look at capping the Uber cars. Then Cuomo in the state came in saying, no, you can't cap the Uber cars. Apparently Cuomo knew what a disaster the subways and the buses were going to be. And his panic move is just flood the streets with Uber cars for on an emergency basis, and the public be damned, and traffic be damned. So I'm wondering, who is the worst in this MTA mess, de Blasio or Cuomo? But to a slim credit, I did see de Blasio talking about capping the Uber cars 2 years ago. And he has flirted the idea recently about capping the Uber cars on the streets of New York. Because, I can't even say it's gotten ridiculous. It's gone way past ridiculous. It's gotten into being a very dangerous situation. You can't move. You can't move. The cops and ambulances can't move. So we'll see how that works.
Yeah, this is the Big Apple, folks, and this is what's going on. Okay,
yeah.
You know, the mismanaged Big Apple, okay, is should be the title of the story, okay?
Yeah.
So listen, let's go to medallion transfers, okay?
Medallion transfers.
Yeah, I have in front of me the July chart for what it says is July 2017 medallion sales chart. That's on the TLC website. A link to it is on the NYC Taxi News on the front page menu. Now, it's not understood exactly what these figures mean. Okay, I'm gonna read off some of these figures to you. Medallion sales chart. Okay. Mm-hmm. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 foreclosures listed. Between the prices of $580,000 and $400,000. Okay?
Right.
Now, I was talking to a colleague of mine yesterday, and he thought that these prices are not what people have paid for the foreclosure, but what the foreclosure was valued at upon being foreclosed. Okay?
Oh, back up on that. What does that mean again?
Well, I'm not sure what it means, and, I have somebody looking into it, okay, that the prices that you see on these what so-called medallion sales chart, you know, it's not really a sale. A foreclosure is not a sale if the bank takes possession of a medallion, okay, and these prices that you see, $580,000, $468,000, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times, and $400,000 once, is the value of what the bank that foreclosed or the whatever lending institution it was, be it a credit union or a bank, that's where they value the medallion at foreclosure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have somebody looking into this. Is that an actual sale price? You know, that somebody paid to take over the medallion? Or is that just a value that the banks gave, or, you know, the lending institutions gave of the medallion at foreclosure, okay? And then there are two sales that are actual sales that does not say foreclosure, $210,000 and $180,000, and those are people that just want to bury their heads in the sand and get away from all this and take whatever they can get. Okay, because you know, because there still is no financing available for medallions, and supposedly people paid cash for that. Okay,
right.
Okay, so you know, I'm going to try to get some clarification, and hopefully I'll have that soon. Okay, about what those figures mean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it. That's all I have to say. These are the numbers. Okay. All right, and then there's two stock transfers. Stock transfers are simple. They're mini fleet corporations that have not been split up, which can be split up now, depending on the circumstances. And 50% of two medallions went for $400,000. Okay, so that means one medallion went for $400,000. This is actually $400,369, and the same thing for $345,000. So, there are deals going on, and there's an auction coming up in September of 46 medallions. This auction is being advertised in different places.
Right.
Okay, and it'll be interesting to see what people bid for these medallions. Okay, in September.
Well, where's the money coming from? That's another little.
There are some people that have the cash, okay, or have means to get the cash, okay. But you know what I'm trying to find out.
You're talking about the money coming in to buy this stuff.
We don't know where it's coming from. Okay, either people have cash, or they have the means to get the cash. Maybe it could be they're mortgaging the house, you know. Or something, mm-hmm. Okay, or could be,
or they have deep pockets,
and they're buying them as investments, okay, mm-hmm. And I think personally, I think that at these prices, if you have the money, you should get a medallion because, eventually these prices are going to go back up. I see this. I mean, I'm not an expert, okay? Don't take my word for it. I'm not telling you to actually take your money and do this. You make up your own mind. But, and I'm going to take a sip of water. But but I do it quietly. All right?
Unlike me.
Yeah. Right. But, the medallion is a stock. And that's exactly what it is. The stocks go up and down depending on the circumstances, okay?
Right.
But many people feel that eventually the medallion will make a comeback, okay, and things are being done behind the scenes to help out, mm-hmm. okay. There are still lawsuits that are pending, okay, and to buy a medallion at that price, $210,000, I wouldn't sell it for that price, okay? Right. I mean, I have a medallion, okay? And if somebody came mm-hmm. over to me and offered me $210,000, I'd laugh at them.
Yeah.
Okay? I'd say find somebody else, all right? Okay? Mm-hmm. Because reckoning, the day of reckoning will arrive, be it 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, okay? And these prices will go back up. It's like real estate. Okay, mm-hmm. if you remember the housing crisis, if you looked at prices then, prices on every piece of real estate imaginable were way down. Okay,
sure.
And they have recovered. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one thing I can look at, ironically, in that regard, is the Empire State Building was built pretty much the same time the yellow cab business was created in 1937.
That's right.
And
right.
Everybody was like, oh, my God, the Empire State Building, you're going to ruin all the businesses. You can't rent anywhere else. It's so big. Is it going to take all the... And meanwhile, the Empire State Building is still there, and many other thousands of huge buildings are around the Empire State Building. But it's iconic. People still love the Empire State Building. And it's also with these dinosaurs we got running the taxi business who have had medallions in their families for years. They don't have to change. And there's been no effort to tell people how great a yellow cab is with radio ads. You have a few people on our website, but I just wonder why they don't promote their own business. It's just their mindset is such that they don't want to make any waves. They don't want to make any changes. And meanwhile, Uber, they're plastered all over the radio, the TV. They're all over the place. And I just don't know why our industry leaders, per se, who have the money and the resources, don't promote their own business more than they do. Any ideas about that?
Yeah, they should.
They should. They absolutely should.
If they created a pool for every medallion owner to put some money in just for advertising, I'd throw some in.
Sure. I mean, that's what they were trying to do in London. There's a guy running a PR thing in London. And, I mean, they do some publicity, but nowhere near what Uber does. Basically, Uber is, in my opinion, just like a can of soda. I mean, Pepsi and Coke, these sodas, they're carbonated water and sugar with some flavoring in a can. And they sell for $1 apiece. And I think Uber is kind of like the pop soda of transportation, where when you break it down, the yellow cab is 10 times better with their drivers and with their vetting of drivers and with their track record on the streets than Uber. But nobody would know. And there's all these things going on that we we should have people saying it from the highest mountaintop about how great the yellow cab business is, but we just keep getting beat up. And the people who have the resources to come forth and help out with some promotion, they don't want to do it, or they can't do it, or I think they just don't want to do it because they've never done it. And I'm just wondering why they don't do it at all. Ridiculous.
Well, let me do some math here. If 13,000, 13, 1, 2, 3, put in, say, $1,000 a piece.
Oh, we don't
have be that would be that would be $130 million. Okay?
Wait, put in how much a piece? 10,000 for 10,000?
No, 1,000. 1,000. 13,000.
No, that would be 13 million. So we wouldn't know the city.
Oh, 13 million. Okay, 13,000 times 1,000 equals 13 million, right, 13 million. Okay, right. I think that would be a good start.
It would be something. Okay. I mean, yeah, you have some radio stations here you can get like airtime. The Taxi Dave show is on the air. Our show is on the air. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand why these people. One of our guys is on 1010 Wins, the WB guy. He's been proactive. He's saying, drive a taxi today. And I just don't know why they don't do it.
I have to give him a lot of credit. He's going the extra mile. Okay?
He is. Yeah.
Our guy from WB. Okay?
Yeah. On the front page of our speaking of which, that's our cue. You have you want to give a shout out to some people on the front page of the advertisers, as we always do every show. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we have the MTBOT, okay? And they want you to pick MTBOT as a place to work. It's a, you know, it's run very efficiently, okay, the MTBOT. Mm-hmm. And they give free defensive driving wave training course instruction, free online TLC application renewal processing, free legal representation at Oath Port Authority, traffic or criminal court, okay? Free experienced MTBOT staff members to work directly with the drivers. Okay, so whatever problems that you might have, there will be people to help you. Okay, and there are over 5,000 medallions that are associated with the MTBOT. Okay, and for more information, you can call Kanchan Das. Okay, and his number is 718-784-4343. Okay? And you got your guy at Checker. You go with that.
Checker Management, located at basically 11th Street and 38th Avenue in Long Island City, Queens. Their phone number is 718-361-6300. That is 718-361-6300. Day shifts, night shifts, weeklies. And yours truly has been driving there off and on for a bunch of years. So it's a great place to work. And I almost said, it's a great place, and they just have a brand-new facility where it's more convenient for subways and buses. And you even have a little shuttle they do in-house if you want to get closer to the train in the wee hours of the morning. So check out Checker Taxi at 11-05 38th Avenue in Long Island City. Their phone number, again, is 718-361-6300, and you can click on their ad on our website and go straight to their website, which is a new feature that you've made because you're a genius. So you can click on the Checker ad.
I just know how to jump into
their website.
I'm not a genius. I just know how to do it. Okay.
Potato, potato. I mean, I'm calling you genius. The less I know, the better. So I'm going to stick with genius.
Okay.
This way, you know.
Well, all of these ads on NYC Taxi News do have websites behind them. Just click on them, okay?
Right.
Including WB Taxi, okay, who we just mentioned, at 3511 43rd Avenue. Lowest daily shift prices, okay? And their phone number, 718-729-7777. Tell them that you saw the ad on NYC Taxi News for all of these guys, okay? All of these ads, okay? And King Brokerage out there, somewhere in between Bensonhurst and Bay Ridge, okay? They have purchased a new NV200 Wave vehicle and earned 35 $1,000 a year in bonuses. And that's true because the TLC has the money and they're paying you
right.
for doing wheelchair accessible rides. Okay.
Plus, and let me just tell you something about this guy. If I may jump in with King Corpers in Brooklyn.
Let me just finish. Let me just finish about the 50 cents every trip you get, whether there's a wheelchair passenger or not. Now you can jump in.
Okay, let me jump. King Brokerage, and you might want to take a new look at buying a WAV or wheelchair accessible vehicle, WAVE vehicle, at a guy like King Brokerage out in Brooklyn. Again, his phone number is 718-833-8110. And the reason being is because when I took the wheelchair accessible vehicle class, it was like a ho-hum, what does the TLC have going on now, blah, blah, blah. But now they have really incentivized cab drivers to pick up people in these wheelchair accessible vehicles. So money is coming in for your trouble. Before it wasn't, now it is. You might want to take a new look at the wheelchair accessible vehicle program, especially if a guy like King Brokerage is advertising that he has them available. So there are checks coming into drivers on a monthly basis from their wheelchair rides, and the money's coming in. So I think you and I also owe it to ourselves to do a show about that, because before there was nothing, now there's something. And, in fact, the TLC is having another thing they're doing in September, take a fresh eye. Anyway, King Brokerage out in Brooklyn, they're great people. They've been with us for years, and check them out. And they're right off the highway, so you can jump in there. If you're on the way to Kennedy or what have you, out in Bay Ridge.
And don't throw your money away. Let Tony Tax keep an eye on it and let you know just how little you could pay in taxes, and let him do your taxes. Okay,
right.
Tony Tax.
Now that we're making money again, go to Tony Tax to have him check out what you can and can't do.
Taxi CPA, you see the ad on the right side. Okay, he's 718-413-6126, and Tony will come to you. You don't have to go looking for him.
Oh, he delivers.
Yeah, he delivers. Okay, Tony Eats. Tony Eats, they call it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going to make that up. No, Tony. Tony is a good guy. All right?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. There are Uber Eats down here in Florida, and I don't see any Uber Outs going, you know. Uber Eats at McDonald's, you know, and I don't see any Uber cars pulling up to the takeout window. Okay, I just wanted to throw that in. But let me ask you, you said the TLC has something going on in September. What's that?
Well, I think they're going to start taking another look at the wheelchair accessible vehicle program, and they are going to start asking the Uber people in general, why don't they have cars to help people in wheelchairs where we do, and we've been forced to buy cars, and they don't. Now, this is a double-edged sword, because now you have money coming into the yellow cab business for wheelchair-accessible rides, and you have money coming into the green cab business. So on the one hand, people were saying, oh, you're going to get more wheelchair cars for the FHV and Uber cars, but at the same time, hey, you finally get some money coming into the yellow cab and the green cab business. Maybe it's a situation of not so fast. We're finally making money with it. You dig what I'm saying?
Yes. You know, Mike, I was interviewed by somebody this week for that's going to do a piece on CNBC, okay? And one of the questions I was asked was, is there room for both Uber and yellow taxis in New York City? And I'm going to ask you that same question, okay?
I would say, if it was done, a perfect example, when it was initially done, the Uber drivers are making money, the yellow cab drivers are making money, and even the yellow cab drivers were running some Uber jobs themselves. So initially, the answer was yes, there's room for everybody, and everybody was making money. But then, of course, corporate greed kicked in, where they just started flooding the streets with these Uber cars like gumdrops. And the existing drivers for the Uber cars started getting, you know, cut to pieces with competition from within their own ranks. So, in a word, if it's run properly, there's room for everybody. But right now, there's just too many Uber cars on the street. It's just a mess. And even their own drivers are leaving in droves. So that's why there's a lot of hype about trying to get Uber drivers with a lot of their bombardment of the airwaves for drivers, because a lot of the drivers try it, they hate it, then leave. So that's even worse. So they're not even getting quality drivers anymore. They're getting rookies. So the yellow cab is a fixed cab basically for 80 years and has been very successful, and that is the way to do things. You have to get a cap on the number of for-hire vehicles in the city. Otherwise, you just have a mess. You have everything going willy-nilly. It's a disaster.
Okay, so what you're saying is if the Ubers just operated, realistically and limited the number of cars they had to what they should be doing, which is prearranged calls, okay?
Right.
And even if they put their apps into the taxis, which they tried, it didn't work out too well for them, but still, the taxis did use them, okay? Yes, they we could coexist.
Right.
Okay.
Well, theoretically, I'm going to say yes.
And realistically?
But if realistically, right now, no. Right, realistically, yeah. Right now,
not the way things are.
Flooding the streets, you can't move.
Right.
Not the way things are.
Right.
The way things are a disaster. And from what de Blasio had on that CBS clip, apparently it's been a disaster that has happened within the last 2 years. So this is all on his watch. This is his baby. This is his disaster. And he should have put his, he should have been proactive to realize he was being played. Mm-hmm. So now we have a mess all over the place. And Cuomo he's an upstate governor. But, he's got a situation now where he is desperate because the trains are horrible, and his knee-jerk reaction is to flood the streets of New York City with Uber cars. Well, just basically, in the first early stages of Uber, there was money for everybody, but now there are too many Uber cars. There's about 40,000 needless Uber cars in the streets, and they got about maybe 60,000 if you really count all the cars, and you got to cut that in half. I mean, there's no reason for these cars to be there, and start auctioning off yellow cab medallions. That's the way to do it. So I guess that's our show for this week.
Well, yeah, okay. Basically, the current situation is not sustainable, as Bruce Schaller wrote in a report. Okay?
Yeah. Well, right. I agree with him on that, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so that's it for today, for this week, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so say goodbye.
Goodbye and good luck, and I'll see you guys next week. And like I said, you're a great audience. We look at the views on our webpage, and it's astounding. So thank you very much for checking out our site and our show.
Okay, and Taxi Dave will not be on tonight. The Mets are playing, right?
That's correct. Yes, the Met games with Dave is bumped.
Okay, so, here it is, the dog days of August, right? Dog days of summer, right?
Yeah, dog days of summer on the way, brother.
Okay, and pretty soon Labor Day will be here before you know it, and we'll have a whole new school year. Okay, I always look at September as the beginning of the year because that's when you start school. Okay,
mm-hmm.
If you're in New York, that's when the summer's over. You got to go back to school, and I think the mayor has to go back to school. Okay, the governor has to go back to school, and a lot of people have to go back to school because everybody's failing. Okay,
right. Exactly.
Okay.
I like what you did there.
Yeah. Okay. So, goodbye, New York. Goodbye, the rest of the world. Goodbye, London, Paris, Helsinki. Okay. Moscow, wherever you're listening. Okay.
Right. And we'll see you next week.
Arrivederci. Arrivederci. Okay.
We'll see you next week.
Okay. Bye bye.
Okay. Goodbye.